Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jamie, appreciate it as always. Let me just first start you off with DeAndre Hopkins. With the injuries at quarterback, and now it's going to be Trace McSorley starting for the Cardinals. How do you kind of figure out if you play or don't play DeAndre Hopkins with how great of a wide receiver he is?
I think the quarterback play in Arizona is much like the phone connection we just had is bad. McSorley's not going to help DeAndre Hopkins. The nice thing about it is he's probably going to pepper him with targets. So he goes from a slam dunk, you know, borderline top five receiver to more of a top 20 guy. It's very hard to get away from somebody who's A, going to see as many targets he's going to get, as bad as the quarterback play might be, and be a receiver in a good weather situation. You know, so we have a lot of that going on this weekend. If I have Hopkins, I really must have a stacked roster to bench him this week.
When you look at Mike Evans, T. Higgins, DJ Moore, if you had to pick two to play, who would the two be out of those three to play this week?
Sounds like a personal question.
It is.
I think it's Mike Evans, DJ Moore, and who's the third one?
T. Higgins.
Yeah, Higgins is a must play. I actually give a slight lean toward DJ Moore over Mike Evans. I think they're kind of similar. Obviously, you know, two guys who have struggled for a good portion of the season, but DJ Moore has got the better matchup this week. So the Lions are number two in fantasy points allowed to receivers. You know, as bad as DJ Moore has been, as bad as probably you think of Sam Darnold, in the three games those guys have played together, two of them have been good for DJ Moore. The one was where their run game was going so well against, you know, Seattle a couple weeks ago. They're not going to run on Detroit. And so I think we may see a season high in pass attempts for Sam Darnold and maybe one of the better games for DJ Moore.
And then one more personal question here, Jamie Eisenberg. If you then had the option of Mike Evans or DeAndre Hopkins, who would you go with?
Yeah, I'd still play Hopkins there. You know, the thing that I like about Evans this week is he's at 112 yards away from the 1,000-yard season that he needs to get 9 straight. But this is also a game where you've heard Tom Brady say he doesn't want to throw the ball 40-plus times, 50-plus times. They can actually run on the Cardinals, so I wouldn't be surprised if we maybe see a little bit downturn in the attempts. I still think Evans is a good play, but I would go, of the receivers that you have, I think, unfortunately, Evans is just the last one on the list.
Talking to Jamie Eisenberg right now, what's your view on the Eagles with now Jalen Hurts out of the lineup, Gardner Minshew in, and how that affects every other option that people have been using with the Eagles this year?
It's a drop-off, but I don't think it's a dramatic drop-off. You know, you're still talking about a guy in Gardner Minshew who showed last year in two starts for the Eagles that he wasn't bad. You know, you saw what he did in Jacksonville. You know, there was a lot of up and down moments, but he's never had a supporting cast like this with a coach like this in this situation. So great offensive line, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert. It's a high-scoring game. At least that's what Vegas is telling us. I think Mitch is going to be okay. You know, so it started as a guy that I said, oh, you got to pick up off waivers. I'm going to rank him around, you know, 13, 14. He's now up to 9 in my rankings, and I'm excited about it. You know, so I'm playing him in a bunch of playoffs this weekend. I'm going to play him in DFS. I think it's just a big opportunity here for a guy that, you know, you look at intangibles. His college coach has passed away. I think you put on a good performance from Mike Leach as well.
Talking to Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports, his great job as their fantasy guru. Darren Waller returned last week, got a touchdown. Do you trust him again going up against the Steelers?
I think it depends on who you have. You know, it's not an easy matchup, and Derek Carr's history in temperatures like this are absolutely miserable. So, you know, you have a couple of things that are working against them. You know, road game, Steelers, obviously that place is going to be lit, you know, because of the Franco Harris situation, on just top of the fact that it's a primetime game in Pittsburgh. So I think Waller is, mid-tier number one tight end. You know, I'm not going to get cute and play Taysom Hill, for example, over him. But if I've been going with somebody else that I trust, let's say a Dawson Knox, I like his setup a little bit better, even in the bad situation in Chicago because of the weather. I think some of those short area passes will favor Knox. So Waller's a guy that I'm playing in a couple playoffs, and I think he'll be okay. Just you got to hope that he finds the end zone.
There's always a quarterback or two each and every year that you don't see overtaking fantasy, but this year it's been Jalen Hurts and Justin Fields. We obviously talked about Jalen Hurts not being in the lineup this weekend. Justin Fields going up against the Bills, what type of weekend do you think fantasy-wise for Justin Fields is in store?
I just think you got to keep expectations in check. It's a good defense. The weather's going to be awful, so the minimal passing that he has been giving you is probably going to go a little bit south as well. There's some offensive line concerns. So it's hard to get away from him because he's basically 60 yards and a touchdown on the ground on a week-to-week basis. So he may run a little bit more, which isn't a bad thing. And so I think just given the circumstances, it's not going to be, I think, the highest ceiling for Justin Fields. But again, if he's gotten you to this point and you don't have another option, like I'm not turning to Gardner Minshew over Justin Fields yet, I would still stick with Fields in that scenario. So I think he'll be good. I just don't think he'll be the 40-plus point game like we saw against the Dolphins in Week 9, for example.
Around how many quarterbacks, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that didn't draft Justin Fields to be their number one quarterback in fantasy and then drafted him to be their number two or picked him up in free agency. How many quarterbacks do you think this weekend, just a rough estimate, that you would start over Justin Fields?
I'd start him over Rodgers. I'd start him over Brady. I'd start him over Dak. I still start him over Cousins. You know, that's one I've struggled with, but I think he still's got more upside if things go right. You know, he can run for two touchdowns and maybe throw for one. You know, he's just got that type of player, you know. So even though the wind is going to be bad, it doesn't impact him as much, doesn't impact Josh Allen as much, you know, because of what those guys do with their legs. So he's one of those guys that's kind of weatherproof at this point because he's not relying on his arm to get you his fantasy points.
What about Herbert? Who would you go, Herbert or Fields?
I'd go Herbert. You know, I think what we saw was a little frustrating game from him last week against the Titans because that defense had been so bad. But primetime game, Colts are obviously tanking at this point with the quarterback decision that they're making. So, again, no weather issues. He's got his receivers back. I think he's going to light up the Colts.
Jamie Eisenberg here with us. Besides some of the obvious, who are some of your must-plays this weekend when you kind of look at the lay of the land?
Love J.K. Dobbins. You know, I think you look at what he's done the last 2 weeks, and so people are a little bit concerned because lack of role in the passing game and no Lamar Jackson. But the Falcons have been bad against the run the majority of the season. You know, again, back-to-back 120-yard games. I think he's going to have a big opportunity there. The quarterback, I think you could look at if you couldn't get your hands on Gardner Minshew, if he's available, Daniel Jones, you know, taking on the Vikings, they've been very bad. You want to go a little bit deeper than that, you know, good DFS play for this week is Sam Darnold against the Lions. Again, bad secondary, you know, tough to run on, so we may see a better game from him. Some other running backs, I think you look at, A.J. Dillon's been on a nice roll. You can turn to him as well. Three touchdowns in the last three games, 17-plus PPR points over that span. They're going to run against the Dolphins, at least they're going to try. And so Dillon's in a good spot. One of my favorite receiver plays for this week is Marquise Goodwin. No Tyler Lockett. He's out with a finger injury. So taking on the Chiefs, probably chasing points. They're 10-point underdogs. He's had five games this season with at least five targets. Two of those he's gone over 20 PPR points. So there's a good opportunity, good matchup to be somebody you can turn to. And then Taysom Hill. I think we're getting reports, understandably so. No Chris Olave, terrible weather in Cleveland. Why would you try to throw Andy Dalton out there? Let Taysom Hill do a little bit more, maybe even be the lead quarterback. And we've seen he's going to run. And so those type of guys you can get by. If you play DFS on FanDuel, you can play him at tight end. So if you can play him at tight end in your redraft leagues as well, that's a pretty big advantage.
I remember a few years ago, Jeff Wilson Jr. was available in a lot of leagues on waiver wire heading into this playoff time of the year. And you said, pick him up, pick him up, pick him up. And I listened to you. It won me my league because he had a monstrous game. Is there someone right now that's on waiver wire and then something that you could get and maybe start to think, okay, that could actually help you win a matchup this weekend?
I think that the two guys that I just mentioned, you know, that might be the most available, Marquise Goodwin and Taysom Hill. Sorry. Those two are probably the best ones.
You got it. Jamie Eisenberg, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Take care, guys. Happy holidays.
What's the strangest thing you're afraid of?
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, where we dig into the crazy things you're afraid of. Everything from animal-people hybrids, you know, people who get surgeries to look like an animal, to giant statues.
If I ever saw one of those giant statues, I probably would poop my pants.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast from.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.